Hello and welcome, mga kabetchang. It's me, your gay detective, Martin Rules. And welcome back to my channel. And you guys know what time it is. It's Philippine True Crime Stories. Kumusta kayong lahat? I hope you guys, girls, and my non-binary friends are safe and healthy. Kung bago kayo sa aking channel, hello, my name is Martin. At tuwing Huwebes, gumagawa ako ng video tungkol sa totoong krimen o misteryo na nangyari sa Pilipinas habang nagme-makeup. Kung interesado ka sa mga ganitong klaseng content, why not subscribe to my channel and help a bitch out? Okay? Good. Huwag mo rin kalimutan na i-click yung bell button para naman makalampag ka pag meron tayong bagong uploads. And lastly, if you have any question tungkol sa topic natin for today or sa mga makeup na i-apply ko, huwag kayong mahiya na magtanong sa comment section below. That was the longest intro in the entire YouTube universe ever. Okay, mga mahal. I just want to remind you na this is going to be my last video for this year. Kala nyo, ah. I got you, bitch. Sabi nga ng Twice, I ain't going nowhere, I'm an icon. Damn, I got it. I'm iconic. No, ma'am, I ain't going nowhere, bitch. You'll see a lot more next year. Also, I want to take this moment to thank every one of you for sticking around. Kahit na alam natin na we're in the trying times, you managed to pull up. Kahit pa small gestures yan, katulad ng pag-like, pag-comment, pag-subscribe, I super appreciate you and maraming salamat. Okay, tapos na naman ang isang taon. 2021 is in no way, shape, or form different from last year. It took away our opportunities and sucked out our youth dahil na rin sa mga incompetent leaders. Pero we're still here. We made it. Yun ang importante, fighting. And I'm so proud of you for surviving this shithole, diba? So, election na next year. And after all na nangyari, hopefully, we elect and choose a leader na merong compassion, nakikinig, and puts Filipino interests first, lalong-lalo na yung mga marginalized people. I'm really excited and looking forward next year, 2022, dahil naniniwala ako na we're going to make a society where acceptance, love, and respect, also accountability, are the pillars of our philosophy. Divine, let's make a difference para sa mga susunod na generations, right? Kaya naman, happy holidays everyone, and hopefully safe and healthy kayo this coming festivities. Okay, enough with the chit-chat. Kung naalala nyo pa last week, pinag-usapan natin yung MAGA contemplation case. And today naman, we are going to talk about the case of Magwad siblings. I think this is by far the most requested case I've ever received. And ito rin ata yung case na recently lang nangyari. And gagawin ko na agad siya ng video. I guess there's always a first time for everything, right? Kaya naman maraming salamat sa pag-recommend nyo ng case na ito. Kayo rin kung meron kayo nalalaman na true crime or mystery na nangyari sa Pilipinas, i-comment nyo lang yan below at pag-uusapan natin yan sa mga susunod na episodes or next year. So let's STFU and proceed to the story. Babala. Ang mga susunod na imahe, istorya, at description ay maaaring makapagdulot ng takot. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. So, the story began noong December 10, 2021, last Friday lang, mga 2 p.m. ng hapon, sa bahay ng mga Magwad sa Purok San Isidro, Barangay Bagong Tapay, M lang, North Cotabato. Kung saan yung Magwad siblings na sina Crizel Gwen, 18 years old, alias Gwen, at si Crizel Luis, 16 years old, alias Boboy, ay walang habas na pinatay. Yung parents nila na si Mrs. Lovella and Mr. Cruz Magwad, who are both public school teachers. Ang pagkakaalam ko, yung mom nila ay principal sa Buayan Elementary School and yung dad naman nila ay teacher sa may Mariano Untal Memorial High School. That day, nasa Buayan Elementary School itong mag-asawa. I'm not really sure kung para saan, pero I'm guessing siguro for a Christmas party. Wait, face-to-face classes na ba sa Cotabato? I'm not really sure. Pero anyway, bandang 2:58 p.m., Naka-receive ng phone call itong si Mr. Cruz Maguad from a friend saying, and I quote, "Pre, pauli sa inyo balay. Ayaw pagpanik. Pauli anay kay giransak inyo balay." End quote. Or in English, "Pre, go home. Your house was ransacked." And then about 3:15 p.m., dumating siya sa bahay nila. He opened their gate and saw a cloth soaked with blood and kutsilyo sa labas ng pinto ng bahay nila. And siguro kinabahan na din siya, kaya sinimulan niyang tawagin yung palayaw nung anak niyang lalaki na si Boy Boy. Eventually, he was able to go inside and sa living room, nakita niya yung mga anak niya na naliligo sa mga sarili nitong dugo. Si Crizelle ay sugat-sugat at pasapasa sa iba't ibang bahagi ng kanyang katawan. At si Crizelle naman, ilang steps lang away from her sister, ay nakagapos at may busal sa bibig. Yung mga police found pieces of broken bottles, hammer, knife, and baseball bat sa tabi ng lifeless body nung Maguad siblings. Ayon sa investigation, hinihinalang pinasok ng tatlong hindi kilalang salarin ang bahay ng mga biktima kung saan sila walang awang pinagsasaksak at minartilyo. Ilang araw ang lumipas after mag-gather ng information at evidence ng mga authorities, merong SITG or Special Investigation Task Group ang Philippine National Police na binuo para bantayan at imbestigahan itong nangyaring krimen. Sabi ni Lieutenant Bernard Tayong, and I quote, "Iniintay na lang po namin yung result ng PNP Crime Laboratory Examination kung saan kino-crossmatch po ng ating crime lab yung mga dugo, mga hair strands, at deadly weapon na ginamit dun sa area to include yung mga fingerprints." End quote. Okay, bago tayo magpatuloy, gusto ko muna kayong tanungin mga kabetchang. Do you ever wonder how I create my podcast? Gusto nyo bang magsimula na rin ng sarili ninyong show at i-conquer ang podcasting world pero worried kayo sa recording, editing, at iba pang masasamang elemento na maaaring pumigil sa vibe ninyo? Well, worry no more, honey, dahil sobrang easy na mag-start ng podcast ngayon using Anchor. Libre lang sa Zay, at sa mismong app, you can already record and edit your podcast and publish it on various platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, at marami pang iba. As your detective, I can attest to the fact that Anchor is guilty for being the easiest way to make a podcast. So download it now on App Store, Play Store, or access it via the website www.anchor.fm for free. Anchor, everything you need to make a podcast. Now back to the episode. Dagdag pa niya, quote-unquote, "Upon submission ng result ng crime lab, maaari na pong i-file ng SITG yung kaso laban sa mga suspect. We are in the process of consolidating all necessary materials para ma-file yung kaso. As far as affidavits, testimonial evidence, declarations, at kung ano-ano pang testimonya na galing sa ating testigo at complainants, kumpleto na." According dito kay Lieutenant Tayong, meron na silang person of interest and suspects. Pero hindi pa nila ma-reveal sa public dahil on the loose pa yung mga suspects. Except for the lone survivor na inimbestigahan ng PNP at sinama sa list ng kanilang person of interest. Who is this survivor, you ask? Well, her name is Christine. Well, it's not her real name. We later learned na yung totoong pangalan niya ay Janice Sebial, na isang working student. Ayon sa mga articles na nabasa ko, visiting cousin daw itong si Janice na eventually kinupkop or inampon ng pamilya Maguad nitong July 2021 lang. And some netizens discovered na nawawala itong si Janice noong 2013 through a social media post. Meron kasing concerned netizen named Mamay Abalde ang nagpost sa Facebook niya who claimed to have seen young Janice alone. At Michelle and Juanito Sebiel Rao ang pangalan ng magulang nitong bata. Hindi lang malinaw kung inabando na ba or naligaw lang or nawawala itong si Janice. Anyway, feeling ko curious kayo or Nagtataka kayo kung paano nakilala ni Janice itong Magwad family? Ito na nga.
Mm-mm.
Ayon kay Mrs. Magwad, during an interview, pinilit or sinuyo raw siya nung 18-year-old daughter niya na si Gwen na kupkupin itong si Janice. Sabi niya, and I quote, "She took care of her, treat her as her sister, and provide what she wants. And we supported her," end quote. Kung hindi nyo kasi nalalaman, walang kapatid na babae si Gwen. And mas bata ng 1 taon sa kanya si Janice. So, she's longing for the, girl bonding or whatever. And parang finally, meron na akong baby sister, ganyan. Eventually, naging super close sila and meron pa nga mga TikTok videos together. And okay din yung anak na lalaki ng mga Magwad na si Boboy. And actually, binigay niya yung kanyang bed dito kay Christine para siguro comfortable yung tulog nito. At pinili ni Boboy or Boy na matulog na lang sa sala. Everything seems fine until nangyari nga yung krimen. She was able to survive dahil she managed to lock herself up in a room and called for help by posting on social media. Ayan yung mga posts niya sa Facebook. Ipa-flash ka na lang sa screen. And yung translation ay, "Guys, help me, please. Somebody entered the house. I do not want to die yet. I am inside the room, hiding. Please help." In her other post, ang sabi niya, "Condolence ate and Boboy. I'm sorry I couldn't do anything. At saka, help me." Lahat ng post niya na ito tungkol sa krimen has been deleted. And she reportedly called Mrs. Magwan's phone around 3 p.m. pero hindi ito sumagot. At since sabi nga ng mga authorities na importante yung testimony niya dahil siya lang yung nakasurvive or siya lang yung witness sa nangyaring krimen. At tungkol dun sa 3 attackers na galing sa kanya yung impormasyon na kinuha ng pulis, dinala siya sa pangangalaga ng isang local social welfare. Ang daming nag-imbestiga dito katulad ng CIDG or Criminal Investigation and Detection Group ng North Cotabato, SOCO or Scene of the Crime Operatives, National Bureau of Investigation or NBI, and the local police. Sabi ni Town Police Chief Lieutenant Rialan Mamon, "The criminal won't go unpunished." Nag-alok din ng pabuya si M. Lang Vice Mayor Joselito Piñol at saka si Tulunan Town Mayor Pip Limbungan ng 200,000 pesos and 50,000 pesos sa makakapagpaturo sa suspect. Sa initial investigation ng mga authorities, robbery yung tinitingnan nilang angulo at kinoconsider. But there seems to be nothing missing from the household. At yung mga deadly weapon na nabanggit ko kanina, katulad nilang nung baseball bat, ay pagmamayari pala ni 16 years old Boy. At yung martilyo ay pagmamayari ni Mr. Cruz. Sabi ni Mr. Magwad sa mga otoridad, tanging mga miyembro lang ng pamilya ang nakakaalam kung saan nakalagay yung martilyo at yung baseball bat. Ang sabi niya, yung martilyo ay nakalagay sa laundry area kung saan tanging si Janice at Gwen lang ang nakakaalam. As for the baseball bat, nakatago daw ito sa second deck ng kama ni Boy na si Janice yung currently na gumagamit. And get this, nung umuwi raw si Mr. Magwad at nadatnan niya yung dalawa niyang anak na naliligo sa sarili nitong mga dugo, napansin niya na basa yung buhok ni Janice. She explained na naligo raw siya. Also, sa report, na-mention doon na nagulat si Mrs. Magwad nung tinawag sila ni Janice ng Mama and Papa. Ooh! You in danger, girl! Ayon kay Lieutenant Rialan Mamon, yung gumawa daw nito ay may galit dahil sa blisters and cuts sa katawan ng biktima na 2 araw trinabaho ng embalsamador to finish the job. Maaari raw na after the crime at drenched in blood yung suspect, inilagay nito yung trousers at underwear niya sa isang plastic bag at itinapon malapit sa isang irrigation canal na nakita at na-recover ng Soko.
Hey, Betchangs! Wanna start your own podcast pero worried about what goes through the production process? Girl, if hindi mo pa naririnig, may I share with you Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. Just download it via the App Store, Play Store, or access it from the website www.anchor.fm for free. Tapos meron silang creation tools doon that will allow you to record and edit your podcast right away. You also don't have to worry about the distribution on different platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and others dahil Anchor will do the job for you. Now back to the episode.
And eventually, managed to wash the bloodstains and change clothes. According naman kay Mr. Magwad, sabi niya, quote-unquote, sa narinig naming confession niya, si Janice, nagsiselos raw talaga siya kay Gwen. Niinggit siya kay Gwen, so kaya nga galit na galit siya kay Gwen. Dahil gusto niyang kunin talaga ang place ni Gwen. Kung maalala niyo, nag-post si Janice sa Facebook, diba? Well, bago yan, nag-message daw muna siya sa group chat nung Magwad family saying na may pumasok nga na tatlong salarin sa bahay ng mga 2:58 PM. Pagkatapos nun, nag-post siya sa Facebook niya ng mga 3:04 PM na nanghihingi siya ng tulong dahil sa nangyari. And eventually, di ba dinilit niya yung mga post? At nagpalit siya ng pangalan niya sa Facebook, which screams suspicious. And since wala masyadong media coverage itong krimen na nangyari, nag-trending and viral ito sa mga social media platforms katulad na lang ng Facebook at Twitter with the hashtag, #JusticeForMagwadSiblings. At alam naman nating lahat ang power ng social media, right? Sobrang powerful nito to spread awareness fast. At meron na rin mga krimen ang naresolba with the help of social media. Katulad na lang ng mga potential eyewitness na pwedeng mag-come forward to speed up the investigation process. But it can also be corrupted at ma-abuse ang power nito. Katulad na lang ng mga netizens na sinishare yung sensitive pictures ng Magwad siblings sa crime scene na menor de edad. Meron pa ako nakikita na nanghihingi sila nung actual photos nung pinatay ng magkapatid. Like, we're grown-ups here. Alam na natin yung tama sa mali. Don't be stupid. Meron pa actually. And I guess today is a great day to call out people in the internet. Let's go. Ito naman isa ko pang nakita na kinocompare itong nangyaring krimen sa movie na Orphan. Meron ding mga content creator akong nakita dito sa YouTube. Hello! Na ginamit yung photo nung bidang babae sa Orphan para gawing thumbnail sa nangyaring krimen na ito. Like, for our clout siguro or for clickbait. Ang masasabi ko lang, stop comparing real crimes sa movie! Mga pota kayo. Like, hindi nyo ba naisip na totoong tao yung involved dito and sobrang disrespectful nyo sa namatayan at sa buong Magwad family? My God! Diyos ko, who raised y'all? Kailangan nyo ng matinding divine intervention. So, we gotta chill. From 100 to 1, okay. So, balik tayo sa story na to. Noong December 18, 2021, nung Saturday lang, nag-release ng article yung PhilStar at nakasaad doon na according kay Police Chief Rilan Mamon na sinabi niya sa mga reporters na yung adopted member ng Magwad family, which is si Janice, ay nag-confess for the brutal killing of Gwen and Boy Boy. Yung suspect ay nasa custody ngayon ng DSWD or Department of Social Welfare and Development. At sabi ng mga investigators, maaring sibling rivalry ang dahilan ng pagpatay. And authorities are still searching for a second suspect who is at large. Sabi ni North Cotabato Vice Governor Emilu Mendoza, and I quote, "We share with the grief of the parents of the slain minors. With these developments, we are certain that they can secure a justice for their two children," end quote. Dagdag pa niya, quote unquote, "What is saddening here is that the primary suspect in the murder of the Magwads is an adopted family member who was treated like a blood relative, cared for well by the family." Samantala sa libing, si Mr. and Mrs. Magwad ordered a gown for Crizel and a white tuxedo for Crizul. So that is the case of Magwad siblings. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. For me, this is a sad story. An awful story rather. And hindi ko lang maisip what drives Janice to do this heinous crime. I can't wrap my head around na she got an upper hand dito sa dalawang magkapatid. Or maaari din naman na plinano niya talaga, kaya niya nagawa. Or merong accomplice. Mag-i-end na lang yung taon, may ganito pang balita. My God, I hate people. And another thing to hate people, meron ako nabasa sa Facebook na comment na ibalik daw yung death penalty. Yung mga OG kabechang ko here, know my stand on this. Number one, it will not resolve anything. Bagkos escape ito dun sa gumawa ng krimen. Number two, it's very anti-poor. And kung mapapansin nyo naman sa justice system natin, usually yung mga napaparusahan ng bongga yung mga may hirap. Pero yung mga mayayaman, like mga drug lords or may position sa government, hindi sila napapatawa ng mga bonggang-bonggang parusa. Oo, kung meron man, iilan, pero mas lamang yung mga may hirap na nakakaranas ng justice system natin. At bakit ba sobrang pasista nyo, mga keyboard boomer warriors? Kung gusto nyo pala ng eye for an eye, ano pang pinagkaiba nyo doon sa mamamatay tao? Mga impokret at impokreto kayo eh. Kunyari justice, pero pag-witch hunt yan mga te. Again, death penalty is an escape. Let them rot, bitch. Gigil nyo ako eh. Anyway, kayo naman, I want to know your thoughts on this. And I'm sending my condolences for the bereaved family. That's it for me today. Thank you so much for watching. As always, please keep safe and healthy. And I'll see you guys next year. Bye!